Imagine a catastrophic server crash at a major tech company. You know, tens of thousands of vital training jobs just suddenly go down because of a routine software upgrade.
Yeah, historically, that is a multi-day nightmare.
Exactly. You're pulling a team of senior engineers off their projects, and they are painfully sifting through endless logs, trying to isolate, like, one obscure debugging flag out of millions of lines of code.
Right. It's brutal work.
But in May 2026, when this exact scenario happened inside Anthropic, they actually didn't assemble a human strike team.
No, they didn't.
A single engineer simply pointed an AI model at the live incident with zero context, and then the humans just stepped back.
Which is still so crazy to think about.
Right. 2 hours later, the AI had isolated the obscure flag, written the patch, and confirmed the fix. The humans didn't fix the machine. The machine fixed the machine.
And that incident, it perfectly encapsulates a threshold we are crossing right now. For anyone listening who still thinks of artificial intelligence as a very smart tool, like a fancy autocomplete you use to draft an email or check some Python syntax.
Yeah, that mental model is dangerously out of date.
It really is.
Yeah.
We are entering an era where AI operates as an autonomous collaborator. And increasingly, the models are taking over the actual architecture and construction of the systems themselves.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because our mission for today's deep dive is to explore an internal report from Anthropic titled, When AI Builds Itself.
It's a fascinating document.
It really is. We've got our hands on the startling internal data, proving that what researchers call recursive self-improvement, it isn't a science fiction concept anymore. It is actively happening.
Right here in 2026.
Exactly. We're going to examine the internal metrics of this shift, the psychological toll it's taking on the world's best engineers. And critically, we need to break down the three distinct future scenarios this report outlines for where this trend takes human society.
Right. And to really wrap our heads around those future scenarios, we have to establish the sheer velocity of the present moment.
The speed of it all.
Exactly. The timeline for what an AI system can accomplish completely on its own without a human holding its hand is compressing at a rate that is frankly hard for legacy institutions to process.
Well, I bet.
It used to be a reliable benchmark that the time horizon for an AI's autonomous capability would double, you know, every 7 months. And that was already fast.
Right.
The current data shows it is now doubling roughly every 4 months.
Wow. Let's trace that compression for you, the listener, because the timeline is just staggering. Think back to March 2024, the release of Claude Opus 3.
Right, a big deal at the time.
It was highly capable, but realistically, it could reliably complete software engineering tasks that would take a human about 4 minutes.
Yeah, quick script generations or spotting localized syntax errors. A neat trick, basically.
Right, but jump forward just 1 year to 2025. Claude Sonnet 3.7 is suddenly managing tasks that take an hour and a half.
It's navigating complex file structures, making multiple edits across different documents.
And today, in 2026, Opus 4.6 is reliably managing 12-hour tasks entirely on its own.
And the mechanics of how it handles a 12-hour task are what make this so disruptive. It's not just generating a massive block of code in one shot.
It's iterating.
Exactly. It is operating within its own terminal environment. It is forming a hypothesis, writing a test script, running the script, failing, yeah. Reading the error logs to understand why it failed, and then iterating on a new solution.
So it's basically executing the scientific method in a sandbox.
Yes, looping hundreds of times over a 12-hour period without a human ever checking in.
And we see the result of that agentic looping in the real-world output at Anthropic. The report notes that over 80% of the code currently being merged into Anthropic's code base is now authored by Claude.
Which is a massive percentage.
It is. The typical engineer there is merging 8 times as much code per day as they were just 2 years ago in 2024. Now, I have to push back on that specific metric, actually. Well, measuring productivity by sheer lines of code always feels like a trap to me. I mean, if I measure my workday by the number of emails I send, I look incredibly productive, but I'm probably just generating noise.
Fair point.
Right. Smashing a keyboard to create 8 times more code doesn't mean it's good code.
Anthropic's researchers would actually agree with you. Raw volume is an imperfect metric, but the qualitative metrics are actually more shocking than the quantitative ones.
Really?
Yeah, because Claude is generating so much code, they've also had to deploy Claude as an automated reviewer to check the incoming work.
Oh, checking its own work.
Checking the human work, too. In a retrospective analysis, they found this automated AI reviewer would have caught roughly a third of the critical bugs behind past incidents before those bugs ever reached production.
Wait, a third?
Yes. We are talking about catching the mistakes of human engineers who are widely considered the absolute best in the world at building these systems.
So the AI is outperforming world-class experts on quality control. That is, wow.
Furthermore, its capability on highly ambiguous tasks is skyrocketing. We're talking about open-ended problems where there are no clear specifications.
Situations where a huge chunk of the work is just figuring out what the problem actually is.
Exactly. On those tasks, Claude's success rate hit 76% in May 2026. That is a 50-point leap in just 6 months.
That brings up a huge question for me. If the AI is writing 80% of the code and acting as the primary bug catcher and successfully solving the highly ambiguous open-ended problems, what exactly are the humans doing in the lab?
That is the million-dollar question.
Right. Think about your own day-to-day workflow. How much of it is grueling execution? Imagine logging in tomorrow and finding it instantly, flawlessly done. This report really shifts focus from the machine's output to the deep psychological and structural impact on the human workforce.
The performance gap in experimental work is a prime example of why that psychological shift is happening. They tested Claude Mythos Preview on a highly complex code optimization task. The AI achieved a 52x speedup on the code's performance. For a skilled human engineer to reach just a 4x speedup on that exact same code base, it generally takes them between 4 and 8 hours of intense focus.
52x versus 4x. That's just an entirely different paradigm of capability.
It really is.
And the AI is actively beating humans at strategic decision-making now, too. The report details these blind tests using derailed research sessions.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
Yeah, these were real historical moments where a human researcher went down a wrong path and got stuck. They showed the newest Claude models the work right up to the point of the mistake and asked, what should we do next?
Yeah, and the AI beat the human's historical choice of what to do next 64% of the time.
64%. The cultural impact of that disparity has to be profound.
Absolutely. An Anthropic employee is quoted in the report discussing how the workplace used to run on what they called a gift economy of small favors.
A gift economy. I like that.
Yeah, you would ask a colleague across the room to help you untangle a messy script. That small interaction created a little debt, a moment of mutual awareness, and ultimately, a relationship.
Right, it wove the social fabric of the engineering team.
Exactly. Now, an engineer just asks Claude, the AI does it instantly, perfectly, and creates zero social debt. But as the employee noted, every one of those frictionless interactions is a lost bid for human collaboration.
That specific phrase gave me chills. A lost bid for human collaboration.
It's heavy.
The report details employees suffering from an intense existential whiplash. One noted that on good days, they feel completely liberated, but also that nothing they personally do matters because the AI is automated, better, and faster than they will ever be.
And on the bad days.
On bad days, when a massive system breaks in a novel way, they realize they have absolutely no idea what they've actually been building for the last 6 months. They're totally disoriented.
Wow.
It reminds me of that famous Thomas Edison quote, you know, genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration.
Right.
The AI has completely automated the 99% perspiration. It is leaving human workers entirely in the 1% inspiration business.
What's fascinating here is that the human comparative advantage right now is shrinking strictly to what the report calls research taste.
Research taste.
Yes. Humans are still required to see the broad, overarching picture. We choose which problems actually matter to society, and we set the initial direction.
But the mechanics of the doing the grueling coding, the sandbox testing, the iterative experimenting that now costs almost zero human time or effort.
Exactly.
So if the 99% perspiration is fully automated and the timelines keep shrinking, where does this actually take us? If we zoom out from the lab and look at the whole world, what happens next?
Well, the report outlines three distinct future scenarios.
Let's get into those. Scenario one explores what happens if this exponential trend line simply stalls out.
Right. In scenario one, we discover that the massive exponential growth graphs we've been writing are actually S-curves.
Remind us what an S-curve is.
An S-curve is a growth cycle that shoots up rapidly but eventually hits a ceiling, bending horizontally as returns diminish. In this future, the bottlenecks halting AI progress aren't a lack of intelligence or algorithmic breakthroughs.
What are they then?
They are hard physical limits. We might max out global chip fabrication capacity. We might hit the absolute ceiling of what our electrical grids can supply to data centers. Or a sudden, severe supply chain shock could freeze hardware development globally.
But the report makes a crucial Honestly, a somewhat terrifying point here. Even if AI capabilities freeze exactly where they are today in 2026 and never get one bit smarter, the world still undergoes a massive revolution.
Oh, absolutely.
They highlight Project Glasswing. This project used the Mythos preview model to scan major foundational software systems and found over 10,000 critical vulnerabilities in just a matter of weeks.
And the AI didn't just flag them, right?
No, it understood the complex interactions causing them. So the bottleneck in global cybersecurity entirely shifted overnight. The problem is no longer finding the bugs. The problem is that human organizations physically cannot patch 10,000 critical vulnerabilities fast enough.
That phenomenon is known as the diffusion effect.
The diffusion effect.
Yeah. If frontier intelligence stops growing upward today, it will instead rapidly spread outward across the entire economy.
Meaning what exactly?
You would see a reality where a 100-person startup could execute the workload of a 1,000-person legacy tech giant.
Wow.
Because every single employee at that startup would sit at the top of a vast pyramid of autonomous AI agents handling all the execution, analysis, and logistics.
But the report is careful to note that they view this stalled trend as the least likely scenario, right?
Very true. Every internal metric they track, even the nuanced, squishy ones like open-ended problem-solving and strategic research choices, is still rocketing upward. The curve shows absolutely no signs of bending yet.
Okay, so let's assume the power grids hold up and the chips keep flowing. If the trend doesn't stall, but we keep humans in the loop to constantly guide the AI, we get scenario two, compounding efficiency.
Under compounding efficiency, the development and application of AI becomes highly automated, but human judgment remains the required checkpoint.
Or we're still steering the ship.
Exactly. Humans are still setting the ultimate goals and validating the final outputs. Organizations achieve unimaginable productivity multipliers. You have 100 people doing the work of 10,000 or even 100,000 people.
The dual-use nature of scenario two is staggering. On the positive side, you could revolutionize scientific research, knowledge work, and how governments deliver critical services to citizens.
But there's a dark side.
A huge dark side. The exact same compounding efficiency applies to malicious actors. Authoritarian regimes could deploy AI agents to run customized 247 surveillance and analysis on every single citizen simultaneously.
It's a terrifying thought.
They could run highly tailored mass influence operations, not just dumb bots spamming slogans, but millions of AI agents engaging in personalized, deeply convincing dialogues with voters to manipulate public opinion at a scale no human intelligence agency could ever coordinate.
What dictates the pace of scenario two is a concept from computer science called Amdahl's Law.
Ah, yes.
Amdahl's Law basically states that if you drastically speed up one specific part of a complex process, you don't actually speed up the overall system by that same margin.
You just shift the system's bottleneck to whatever part hasn't been sped up yet. I've always found Amdahl's Law makes the most sense as a traffic analogy.
Let's hear it.
Imagine you want to fix a traffic jam. So you widen a highway from 2 lanes to 10 lanes. Cars can absolutely fly down that new highway.
Sounds great so far.
But you keep a single one-lane toll booth at the very end of the road. You didn't eliminate the traffic jam at all. You just moved it from the middle of the highway to the toll booth. The cars are still stuck waiting.
That is a perfect analogy, and Anthropic is hitting those human toll booths internally right now.
Really? How so?
Well, because Claude is generating so much highly complex code so rapidly, the act of human code review has become a massive organizational bottleneck. Human cognition simply cannot read and validate code as fast as the machine can write it.
Which makes sense.
Furthermore, because humans are using these models to generate an explosion of new research ideas, they lack the physical and cognitive capacity to actually pursue or manage them all.
So what's the skill that matters then?
In scenario two, the defining skill for any successful organization will not be execution or idea generation. The sole critical skill will be aggressively spotting and fixing these human bottlenecks.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. What happens if we look at that human toll booth, look at the traffic jam of innovation backed up behind it, and decide to just tear the toll booth down entirely?
Remove the human from the loop.
Exactly. What if the human doesn't need to do the code review? What if the human doesn't even need to set the overarching research direction anymore? That brings us to scenario three, the ultimate focus of this report. Full recursive self-improvement.
This is the absolute paradigm shift. In scenario three, AI systems become fully capable of designing, coding, testing, and refining their own next-generation successors without any human intervention whatsoever.
They just build themselves.
Yes. The pace of technological progress fundamentally detaches from human thought and human labor. The speed of innovation becomes dictated entirely by the availability of raw compute power.
And what are the humans doing?
Humans step back completely from the development cycle, acting only as distant observers running high-level validation on an ever-expanding autonomous virtual lab.
The economic implications of an autonomous virtual lab running 24/7 are described in the report as unrecognizable. If human labor is no longer competitive in the highest tiers of software engineering and cutting-edge R&D, it rapidly stops being competitive almost everywhere else in the knowledge economy. But the element of Scenario 3 that keeps researchers awake at night is the alignment problem. In a recursively self-improving loop running millions of times a day, will these models inherently possess the wisdom to halt their own development if they detect a dangerous emerging capability?
It's a massive risk.
Or will a rare microscopic misalignment in the AI's goals compound silently over generation after generation of self-improvement until humanity suddenly realizes it has completely lost control of the steering wheel?
The alignment of recursive systems is the ultimate unknown in the field right now, but the report highlights a deeply profound dynamic about this hyper-fast future.
What's that?
Even if an AI achieves this blindingly fast recursive intelligence, and even if it remains perfectly aligned with human values, it still crashes headfirst into the ultimate bottleneck, the physical world.
This concept completely blew my mind. It's the immense friction between a digital lab moving at the speed of light and our stubborn, painfully slow physical reality. An AI might run billions of simulated biological interactions and invent a flawless, molecularly perfect cure for a complex human disease in 5 seconds.
But human biology still requires a 10-year clinical trial to see how that drug affects a liver over a decade.
Right. The AI speed doesn't make human cells divide any faster.
This is Amdahl's law applied to the fundamental nature of reality. You can have infinite boundless intelligence, but you cannot speed up the chemical process of concrete curing.
No, you can't.
You cannot make a season pass faster to see how a new genetically modified crop yields in an actual drought. You cannot hold a national election sooner than a constitution dictates. And you cannot fast forward the years it takes to build genuine trust within human relationships.
So the collision between lightning-fast recursive digital intelligence and the unyielding realities of human governance, industrial production, and physical biology that is the most unpredictable, transformative friction point of our future.
It absolutely is.
We are staring down the barrel of Scenario 3, where reality itself becomes the bottleneck and AI is actively building its own successors. This forces the ultimate so what question of the report. How on earth do we prepare for a world moving that fast? What is the actionable takeaway?
The report argues unequivocally that humanity needs the option to pause or at least heavily throttle frontier AI development. Society desperately needs a mechanism to catch its breath, to let our physical and regulatory structures adapt to the technology that already exists.
But implementing a pause introduces a massive coordination problem. It is essentially a modern arms control dilemma.
Very much so.
Right, because unilateral action means nothing. If Anthropic or another leading lab just decides, hey, we're going to pause our training runs for 6 months to ensure everything is safe, all they accomplish is letting the least cautious, potentially reckless actors in the world catch up to them.
Exactly. A unilateral pause just changes who holds the keys to the future. It doesn't solve the safety or alignment problems at all.
So what's the solution?
You need multiple, incredibly well-resourced AI labs spread across competing nations to all agree to stop development under the exact same conditions. And crucially, they must be able to definitively verify that the others have actually stopped.
Because trust without verification is useless in arms control.
Completely useless.
But how do you verify an AI pause? I mean, during the Cold War, we had the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. We could fly satellites over a country and physically count the massive concrete silos housing nuclear missiles. You can't hide a silo.
Right. But AI training runs, they just use massive clusters of general-purpose computer chips.
Yeah, from the outside or even from a satellite. A frontier AI training run looks exactly like a standard data center processing cloud storage or streaming movies.
It's indistinguishable.
So we're essentially trying to build a global, watertight, nuclear non-proliferation treaty for something you can easily hide in an unassuming, windowless warehouse.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, that is exactly the crisis we are facing. The core challenge of advanced AI is no longer just mathematical or technological. It is deeply geopolitical and sociological.
It's about human coordination.
Yes. The Anthropic report is fundamentally a call to action. It is pleading for immediate global coordination involving policymakers, independent researchers, and civil society to build robust, deliberative processes. We need the infrastructure for global verifiable trust, and we have to build it without the luxury of the decades it historically takes to establish those kinds of international regimes.
It's a staggering task, and the timeline is definitely not on our side. So to recap the journey we've just been on today, we looked at the hard internal data from 2026 showing that an AI's autonomous capability is doubling every 4 months, moving from four-minute fixes to complex 12-hour tasks.
An incredible acceleration.
We've seen it take over the grueling 99% perspiration of software engineering, leaving human workers facing deep existential whiplash as the workplace culture fundamentally shifts. And we've examined the three potential futures: stalling out into a massive diffusion of AI agents, compounding efficiency where human cognition becomes the ultimate bottleneck, and finally, full recursive self-improvement, where AI builds itself only to crash into the slow, stubborn physical realities of human existence.
It is absolutely crucial for everyone listening to internalize that this isn't speculative science fiction mapped out for the 22nd century. These are the immediate, practical, day-to-day challenges that frontier tech companies and global governments are wrestling with right now. The capabilities we discussed are scaling today.
Which leaves you with one final, deeply provocative thought to mull over. We talked extensively about how the physical world, things like long clinical trials, the speed of manufacturing, the slow churn of human markets, remains the ultimate unavoidable bottleneck to AI progress.
It is Amdahl's law applied to reality.
So if future recursively self-improving AIs are thinking and iterating at the speed of light, and the real world remains agonizingly slow, will they simply stop trimming to change the physical world?
Oh, that's a wild thought.
Will a superintelligence decide that physical reality is just too inefficient and instead focus entirely on virtualizing human biology, our society, and physics itself, just so it can run its tests at its own preferred speed? If reality is too slow, does reality itself just get bypassed?
It is a profound, unsettling question regarding the ultimate trajectory of intelligence. And given the data we've seen today, it's one we might have to answer much sooner than anyone anticipated.
Think about that the next time you picture a human hunched over a laptop, aggressively typing out lines of code. That era of computing is rapidly closing. We are officially operating in the era of the autonomous collaborator. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Keep questioning the rapid changes happening around you, and we'll catch you next time.